I've written down seven random fights of yours, numbered 1 to 7, because there's no, you know, your career is well known, speaks for itself, and the usual highlights, of course, are honoured. But I've written down 7 random fights here, numbered them 1 to 7. Give me a number, I'll call out a name. Just if any memory you've got of that fight, whether it's about the fight or the day of it, if you've not, you've not. But I've got 1 to 7 here.
Yeah? Okay.
Give me a number.
Give me 7. Start
number
start
7.
Seven.
That's Bernard Taylor. That bang, right?
Bernard Taylor.
What do you remember of the fight?
What I remember about him is he boxed the ears off me for 5 rounds. And I knew that he was absolutely brilliant. This kid had 408 amateur fights and only lost 3 of them. He was a remarkable fighter.
What happened after he boxed your ears off?
Well, after he boxed my ears off, I closed him down, and it was in the King's Hall, and it was a cauldron of atmosphere. It was my first defence, and it was a mandatory defence, and I'll never forget the atmosphere. And I walked him down, and I walked through and took a lot of punches early on, but I slowed him down, and in the 8th round I beat him up in the 7th, and then I nailed him in the 8th round with the right hand to the body, and I could hear all the wind going out of him. And even despite all that noise, he got up close to me, and he didn't show it to me that he was hurt. And I gave him a little shove, and he went, and I knew I've got him. And I hit him another left hook to the body, and I walked back to the corner. And the great Harry Carpenter says, McGuigan's got a smile on his face, and I was biting on my teeth, saying, "I've got him, I've got him." And so he didn't come out for the 9th round. So
give me another number. That. Let's see if we can get as good as that. Number five, Juan Laporte.
I'll never forget it. He hit me so hard. I never forget it. He hit me with a right hand, and I was coming forward with a jab, and I snapped his head back, and I thought, I'll try another one. And he beat me to the punch, and he hit me, and I swear to God, he snapped my head round in a circle, and I looked down into the crowd, and I saw a familiar face. It was me own. No, honestly, I swear to God, this is the truth. I remember it like I suddenly was in Mrs. Keenan's shop, which was 2 doors down the road from my mother's grocery shop.
Go on.
And I thought, what am I doing here? He hit me that hard, honestly. I grabbed him and held him, and the referees tried to break him up, trying to break us up, and I'm holding him, hoping my head would clear. And suddenly, I came back to the fight again. Honestly, it was the hardest I've ever been.
Wow.
He was an incredible puncher, but I beat him in the 9th, and then I won it clearly in the 10th as well. I won it on points.
There's an old image in the Dandy and the Beano used to do when somebody got hit hard.
Yeah.
They would be knocked over a hill, or an arrow would say middle of next week. They used to get knocked into it, and that fella hit you.
He hit me that hard. Honestly, it was that hard a punch, and he, it was really my breakthrough fight, because American TV had followed me, and they knew they wouldn't back me unless I could prove it against the next world champion, and that was my threshold fight. But
it's that one punch you remember, and it wasn't.
I never
yours.
Forget that one. That's the, you know, you asked me what's the most sort of salient memory from that fight. That was it.
Wow, when you say something like that, David Bowie, of course, has got 2 different coloured eyes, because he was hit in the playground by George Underwood.
Yeah.
And he was hit so hard, one of his eyes changed colour. And I always think, when someone gets hit in boxing like you just described, it should go around like a fruit machine. Hopefully on the right colours. One more.
You're making it sound very violent, the sport, but it's not all that violent.
Do you know what? And that is what divides you from, or certainly in your own sport, you're honoured. But there comes a time, and all boys certainly, in my period, and probably still do, have a go at boxing. But the first time you get hit anything like hard, you make a decision then, I don't want to do this again, or bring it on.
But you know, the thing is, Danny, that day arrives even if you're a fighter. That day arrives when you get hit really hard and you think, that's about enough.
Really?
And honestly, that is the day.
Well, how come it didn't happen when this fella knocked you back into the switch?
No, because I hadn't reached my potential. I had still had the ambition for it. But what I'm saying, even for valid and incredible world champions, that day arrives when you get hit really hard and you think,
I guess it's like the footballer suddenly can't make the run and thinks, it's gone.
Yeah, it's, you know, there are similarities and analogies with every other sport. That day arrives in your career when it's time to walk away.